Okay, today's daf is Masech Shavuos daf Chav. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elishav Newman, Lizuchus Rufus Shalema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frimit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have Rufus Shalema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. Today we begin the third parak of Masech Shavuos, and this begins the actual Shavuos component of Masech Shavuos. No longer are we discussing Karbonel V'Yored about when, as it relates to Tumah and to what's called a helim in terms of Tuma. We are now moving on to Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, different types of Shavuos Shav and Shavuos Bitoy, which are going to be the subject of this parak. Our mission is going to have a machlokas if a person takes a Shavuah about eating, is he chayiv for eating even a kolshu, even if he eats less than a kazayas? And then we're going to raise a stira whether a Shavuah Sha'ochal, what does the word mean when you say Shavuah Sha'ochal? Does Shavuah Sha'ochal mean a Shavuah that I will eat or a Shavuah that I won't eat? So we're going to have a stira, and we're going to have two resolutions to that stira. Then the Gemara is going to have a brisa that defines the lashon Isar, Aleph Yud Samach Resh. What is a lashon of Isar? So we're going to have two explanations of a brisa that seems to define Isar, but seems to be speaking incoherently about what Isar means. So we're going to have to explain the brisa very carefully what that lashon means. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to quote this comment that Shav v'Sheker Echad Hein, that in some way Shav and Sheker are one and the same. So we're going to have three different explanations of what does that mean, that Shav v'Sheker are Echad Hein. One of those explanations is that B'dibur Echad Namru, that they were said in the same Dibur, similar to Zachar v'Shamor B'dibur Echad Namru, how the two versions of Shabbos by Aseres HaDibros, Zachar and Shamor are also B'dibur Echad Namru. So let's begin the third parak of Masech Shavuos at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. There are two types of Shavuos that are explicit in the Torah, which really has four components. There are four types of Shavuah in total. The other two are not explicit in the Torah. Shavuah she'ochel v'shelo ochel. Those are the two that are explicit in the Torah. A Shavuah that I will eat or a Shavuah that I will not eat. And the ones that are not explicit in the Torah are she'achalti v'shelo achalti. A Shavuah about the past, that I did eat or that I did not eat. Shavuah she'lo ochel. If a person takes a Shavuah that he will not eat, and then v'yachal kol shehu, he eats even the tiniest amount, chayiv div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says you're going to be chayiv, even though normally achila in the Torah, whenever we have a mitzvah achila or an isra achila, it's always b'kazayis. If a person takes a shavuah that he's not going to eat, he means he's not going to eat even pachos mikazayis. He's going to be chayiv if he eats even pachos mikazayis. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, the Chacham said to Rabbi Akiva, heichon matzinu ba'ochel kol shehu shu chayiv shazeh chayiv. Where do we ever find in any other Isser in the Torah that a person is chayiv for eating a kol shu, that all of a sudden when it comes to a Shavuah, a person is going to be chayiv for eating a kol shu? Some of them, Rabbi Akiva, v'chiechen matzinu b'medaber u'mevi karban, sheze medaber u'mevi karban. Yeah, well, where do we ever find that a person has to bring a karban for simply saying words? By a Shavuah, it's obviously different. The rules of a Shavuah are such that a person can be chayiv even for just saying words. So a person can be chayiv for eating pachos mikazayis as well. The Cheshek Shlomo in the back of the Gemara raises an interesting suffix. He says, Yesh l'stapik, the Mishnah has this machlokas, if a person takes a Shavuah that he will not eat, and then he eats pachos mikazayis. So yeah, that's where Rabbi Akiva says, you're going to be chayiv even on pachos mikazayis. But he says, Yesh l'stapik, what if the Shavuah was l'sha'avar? He takes a Shavuah that I did not eat, and it turns out that he had already eaten, but it was only a kol shehu. Is he chayiv a korban or Malkus, according to Rabbi Akiva? Because it might be that only on a Shavuah lahaba, Rabbi Akiva says that the person has the das to aser himself even in a kol shu. But l'sha'avar, when at the time that he's taking the Shavuah, he knows what he has already done, maybe we could say it's an umdana that he's defining achila by a kezayis the way it's normally defined, because it's unlikely that he would want to take a Shavuah against what he's actually done to make himself in violation right there on the spot. So it could be that he doesn't want to take a Shavuah l'sheker, and he meant to say a kazayis. So Cheshek Shlomo says, b'chidushai ha'arachti b'zeh, but it's at least a suffix whether the same halacha of Rabbi Akiva about pachas mikazayis is going to apply even on a Shavuah l'sha'avar, or whether it's only on a Shavuah l'haba. Says the Gemara, the example we gave of a shvua for the future is sha'ochel, a shvua that I will eat. L'meimer d'sha'ochel d'achel l'mashma. Are we certain that the word sha'ochel implies that I will eat? Or a mini, I'll ask you a stira. We're going to have a source in Tanaim. It's a discussion in Tosfos here, whether we're quoting a Braisa or a Mishnah. But we have this source in Tanaim that's going to strongly imply that the phrase sha'ochel means that I won't eat, meaning that it's an iser shavua on me, that I dafka won't eat that food. Because the Mishnah/Braisa says as follows, if a person uses any of the following three lashonos, shavua lo ochelach, a shvua that I won't eat from you. Shvua sha'ochalach. It should be an iser shvua to eat from you, meaning that I'm not going to eat from you. Or lo shvua shalo ochalach. Whatever I don't eat from you will not be part of the iser shvua, which implies, as Rashi points out over here, that whatever I do eat from you will be part of an iser shvua. In all those cases, aser. All three of those cases, you're making it aser for you to eat from the other person. But you see explicitly, the second example we gave was shvua sha'ochalach, and it means that I won't eat from you. It doesn't mean that I will eat from you. So I mentioned that there's a discussion whether this is a braisa or a mishnah. Tosos over here in the first Tosos in the Perek says mishnah he Perek based in Nedarim. We're quoting from a mishnah in Nedarim. Avogav the Hasam Katani. So Tosos says, what's the reason why one might think it's not the mishnah if there is such an explicit mishnah? No, because over there it says hashvua sha'ochalach. Vach Katani shvua. There's a slight change of the wording. If you look up the mishnah, it doesn't say shvua sha'ochalach, it says ha shvua sha'ochalach. So he says that it's still clearly quoting the Mishnah. Everything else is exactly the same. And derech ha-gemara, lekatzar ha-mishnah, shehevi. Clearly, the Gemara is just paraphrasing the Mishnah. Vein chilik bein shvua l'ha-shvua. Because there's no difference between the word shvua and the word ha-shvua. Da'ahay masnis n'dasam nami park masnis n'dachal b'gemara, mishani kiyacha. And he says, and the raya is this same exact sugya that you have over here appears in Maseches Nedarim. That in Maseches Nedarim, we also ask this stira between the mission over there and our mission over here. So obviously that's what we're asking the stira between two mishnayos, and not some random braisa that sounds exactly the same as the mishnah, except instead of hashvua has shvua. V'logar sinan besamach. Now why would you want to say it's the braisa? Because pretty soon the Gemara is going to refer to this as Braisa. The Gemara is going to say explicitly when answering the stira that the Mishnah is talking about this case and the Braisa is talking about that case. Well, we know our Mishnah is a Mishnah, so he says, tells you have to change the girsa. The Gemara should not say the word Braisa. He says it doesn't make any sense that we would ask a stira between our Mishnah and the Braisa when there's an easy stira to ask between our Mishnah and a Mishnah. You would always want to ask a stira between two Mishnayis rather than asking a stira between a Mishnah and a Braisa. And Tos thinks for that reason we have to change the girsa of our Gemara in the answer of the Gemara. Now the third example that Mishnah gives in Maseches Nedarim of a shavua that you're not going to eat is a strange lashon. It's lo shavua shalo ochalach. It won't be a shvua what I don't eat from you. So Tosfos points out, Dimashma, the implication therefore is, Hamasha ochalach yehei b'isr shvua. Whatever I do eat from you is included in the Yisr Shvua. So Tos says, Yalkav de Parak Bezim Dar Muki Reisha Dahach Mishnah Krab Meir. But that same Mishnah, the Gemara over there says in Nedarim, is authored by Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Lesse Mechal Lavat Hashmeyahim Gabi Nedarim, Ketam Nisof Parakam Nedarim. And Rabbi Meir in general, as a rule in Hilchas Nedarim, holds that we don't say Mechal Lavat Hashmeyahim. So we don't make such implications. And yet over here, this Lashon is Tully on such an implication. It's not a Shvua what I don't eat from you, and we have to derive from that mechlal hein that it is a shvua what I do eat from you. So yesh chilek bin shvua l'nedarim. What you have to say is that Rameir would distinguish between shvua and nedarim. By nedarim he doesn't say mechlal avat shmei hein, but apparently by shvua he does. But anyway, back in our sugya, we're asking this very simple stira. Our mishnah says shvua sha'ochel means a shvua that I will eat from you. The mishnah nedarim says shvua sha'ochel means a shvua that I won't eat from you. So which is it? it. So the Gemara has two resolutions to the stira. Resolution number one: Amar Abayi Liolam Da'achil Namashma. Shavua Sha'ochel means that I will eat. Lo Kasha. Kan b'masarvim b'lechel, kan b'shein masarvim b'lechel. I, the Mishnah Nedarim, sounds like it means that I won't eat. It all depends on context. Is the context of someone asking you, please eat, please eat, please eat, and you're saying, no, 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 shavua sha'ochel, in which case it's clear that you mean that I won't eat, or is it stam? You just take a shavua sha'ochel. You take a stam, shavua sha'ochel, it means that you're taking a shavua that you will eat. Masnisin b'shein masarvim b'lechel. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where no one is ever asking you to eat. You're just taking a shavua lechel, shavua sha'ochel. So that means that you're taking a shavua to eat. It means that I will eat. But brisa, and again, this is what Tosos changes, that it can't be the word brisa, because there is no brisa over here. What it means is the Mishnah in Nedarim that sounds like shavua sha'ochel means a shavua that I will not eat is talking about a context of b'mesarvin b'lechel. Someone is asking you, is begging you, please eat. V'ka'amer, and you say, lo achilna, v'lo achilna, I will not eat, I will not eat. D'chich m'shtav ha'chikamer, shvua shalo ochel. So when you say shvua sh'ochel, you mean it will be a shvua what I do eat, meaning it should be a violation of an isser shvua what I do eat. That's what you're saying, that you will not eat, and it's all based on context. We can figure out that's what you mean. That is one resolution to the stira. Ravashi amar, tani shvua she'iochelach. You have to change the lashon of the Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim. It does not say shvua she'ochel, because shvua she'ochel means that I will eat. It should read shvua she'iochelach, that I take a shvua that I will not eat from you. Well, ihachi me'lemeimra. Then what's the great chiddush of the Mishnah in Nedarim? Of course, a shvua she'iochelach means a shvua that I will not eat from you. So mal detema lishnei ditkilalei kamash mlan. You might have thought that if a guy says shvua she'iochelach, it just means he's stuttering. He's trying to say shvua she'ochelach, it's shvua she'ochelach. So he's just stuttering a little bit, and he really is trying to say she'ochelach. So that's the chiddush, that even though he says she'iochelach, which sounds like just a stutter, no, he means that I will not eat. Tulsa says, v'lekel emifrach, kivin dashminon she'iochel, amay yisrach l'misim b'resha shelo ochelach. You know, there's a more obvious case in that Mishnah in Nedarim. Remember, we had three lishonos that the Mishnah in Nedarim used to describe a shvua that you're not going to eat something. The third lashon was the most cryptic and was the greatest chiddush that relied on mechala avat hashomei hein. But what was that first lashon? Shvua lo ochelach. Well, that's explicit. Once you have even that shvua she'i ochelach means I won't eat, isn't it obvious that shvua she'lo ochelach is a shvua that you're not going to eat? So he says, yeah, the lo zuavzu katani. Very often you have mishnayis like that it starts off with something that's not a chiddush, and then it builds up to the level of chiddush. Not only this, which is obvious, but even that which is less obvious, and that which is even less obvious. So that's not a problem. The fact that the Mishnah starts out with lo ochelach, then e ochelach, and then that unusual lashon of lo shvua shelo ochelach. So that's not unusual. But ask Tosos, what's the approach of Ashi saying over here? That you might have thought that the guy is just stuttering, and he's really taking a shvua that he will eat. So Tosos says there's a simple way to resolve that. Why don't you just ask the guy, what did you mean? Did you mean that you will eat, or did you mean that you won't eat? Were you stuttering, or were you making a commitment not to eat? He says, my das was that whatever those words are meant to be, those words are, you know, whatever those words are understood to mean, that's what my das was. I was fully committed to whatever the halacha says those words mean. Inami kigon shashachach mahay b'dayto, or the person had forgotten what his intention was. Ubenedarim mefarish amay Ravashi lo amar kabaye, and the sugi in Nedarim discusses why it is that Ravashi does not say like Abaye. Why it is that Ravashi disagrees with Abaye? Okay, so that is sugi number one. What does shvua she'ochelach mean? A stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Nedarim. Two ways of resolving that stira. We have Abaye that it depends on context, and Ravashi that she'ochel always means I will eat, but over here it's she'i ochel. In Nedarim it's she'i ochel, and that's why it means that I will not eat. Says the Gemara Vayter now. Tana Rabbanan. We have a brisa that is difficult to understand brisa, but let's see the words of the brisa first. Mivta shvua. If a person uses a lashon of mivta, that's a lashon of shvua. Isar Shvua. A person uses a Lashon of Isar, that's a Lashon of Shvua as well. That's a commitment to a Shvua. So far it's easy, right? We just said Mifta and Isar are both Lashonos of Shvua. Here's where it gets tough. Isur Isar. What exactly is the nature of Isar, of the Lashon of Isar? What is it? Imatomer Isar Shvua, Chayiv Vimlav Pater. If an Isar is a Lashon of Shvua, then you're Chayiv, and if it's not a Lashon of Shvua, you're Pater. That's the Braisa. So says the Gemara, what is going on in the second half of the Braisa? We start the Braisa by saying, Isar, definitively, it's a Lashon of Shvua. Then we say, nah, if Isar is a Lashon of Shvua, then you're Chayiv, and if it's not, then you're Pater. Imatomer Isar Shvua, Va'amrit Isar Shvuhu. What do you mean, if you say Isar is a Lashon of Shvua? You already said that Isar is a Lashon of Shvua. So what are we talking about? So the Gemara has two approaches. Amar Abaye, Abaye has approach number one. Hachi Kamar. Mifta Shvua. Mifta is a Lashon of direct Shvua. That a person uses the Lashon of Mifta, that is a Lashon of Shvua. Isar, if the Lashon of Isar, though, is mitvis b'shvua. It's a little bit different. It's not a direct shvua. See, there are two ways you can take a shvua. You can take a shvua that I will do this, that I will eat this object, that I will not eat this item. But then you could say a Lashon of hatfasa, that this item should be like that item. This should be like chazer treif. So, okay, chazer treif, I know what that is. So this should be like that. That's hatfasa. So Isar is the Lashon of being matfis on a shvua. Isur Isar, and then the Braisa goes on to ask, okay, so what is the nature of Isar then? Meaning, what do we hold about being matvis? So, imata omer matvis b'shvua, kemotzi shvua mipiv dami chayiv, v'imlav pater. Well, that depends. There's apparently a machlokas whether matvis is the same as being motzi shvua mipiv. When you are matvis, when you say that this item should be like that item, does that have all the stringencies of taking a direct shvua? If it does, good. Then you're going to be chayiv a karban just like a direct shvua. If it does not have all the stringencies of a direct shvua, then you're not going to be chayiv a karban as if you took a direct shvua. That's all the Braisa is saying. So now we just clarify how we know these halachas to be true. Umimai de mifta shvua. How do I know mifta means a lashon of shvua? Dechsev, because the pasuk says o nefesh ki si shava levate bisvasayim. So you see si shava levate. So you see levate is a lashon of shvua. Well, frankly, Gemara, by that token, Isar Nami, by Lashon of Isar also, Dixiv Kol Neder, V'Kol Shvuas Isar. So Kol Shvuas Isar is, you see that Isar is also Lashon of Shvua. So Elami Maidi Isar Mitvas B'Shvuahu. So let's attack it from the other angle. How do I know that Isar is a Lashon of only Hatfasa? That it's not a Lashon of a direct Shvua, that it's only a Lashon of Hatfasa? Dixiv O Asra Isar al Nafsha Bishvua. That an Isar is Bishvua. That an Isar is latching on to an existing Shvua, but it's not a Shvua in its own right. Well, frankly, Gemara, by that token, Miftanami Yaksiv, Lokal Asher Yivatea Adam Bishvua. You have a very similar Lashon in describing Mifta. Asher Yivatea Adam Bishvua. That also sounds like it's only a Hatfasa. So where do we find the distinction between the Lashon of Mifta and the Lashon of Isar, that we can come off saying that Mifta is a direct Shavua and Isar is only a Lashon of Atfasa? Ela Amar Abayis. Abayis says it's from the following. Mifta Shavua Mehacha. We know that Mifta is a Lashon Shavua from the following. V'imoyos yeh li'ish unadareha aleha. O miftas vaseh asher asra al nafsha v'ilu shvua lo ka'amar. But it doesn't say shvua in that pasuk, meaning you have the word mifta without saying anything about bishvua. So mifta apparently can be independent of another existing shvua because it itself is a lashon of shvua. It's a direct lashon of shvua. It doesn't say bishvua. So what's it saying? B'mai asra atzma b'mifta. How did she make something aser? With a mifta alone. That is a direct shvua. But an isar is only a lashon of hatfasa. So that was Abaye. So again, the question was, what did the Braisa mean when the Braisa first starts off by saying that isar is a lashon of shvua, and then all of a sudden makes it like conditional? Oh, if isar is a shvua, then you're chayiv, and if not, it's pater. So Abaye says it means that isar is a lashon of hatfasa, and that there is this machlokas, there is this discussion, is it matvis b'shvua the same as a shvua, or is it not the same as a shvua? Rava disagrees. Rava amar liolame malach mitvis b'shvua lav kemotzi shvua mipivdami. There's no doubt that being matvis in a shvua is not the same as explicitly stating a shvua. It is not the same as a direct shvua. V'hachi kamar, and this is how to really read the brisa. Mivta shvua. Mivta is a lashon of a direct shvua. Iser nami shvua. Iser is also a lashon of a direct shvua. Asrei di isar hitilu akasav bein neder l'shvua. But the isar, while it can be a lashon of a direct shvua, depending on how you phrase it, it could also be a lashon of a direct neder. Sometimes an isar has a lashon of neder, sometimes a lashon of shvua. The difference between neder and a shvua is a gavra versus chevtza. But it all depends how you formulate it. Hotzio b'lashon neder, neder, b'lashon shvua, shvua. If you say it in the lashon of a neder, it's a neder. It's all about harei alai or harei zu. Is it a din on me, or is it a din on this object? So it all depends. If you say Isar in a Lashon of Neder, it's a Neder. If you say it in a Lashon of Shavua, then it's going to be a Lashon of Shavua. So Heichanitilu, where do we find that the word Isar could be sort of could straddle the line between Neder and Shavua? Because the Pasuk says, Vim beis isha nadara, o asra Isar al nafsha bishvua. So you have Neder, Isar, and then Shvua. Right between Neder and Shvua, you have Isar. So that's how you see that the word Isar can go in either direction. It could be Shvua, or it could be Neder. So that's the Machlokas Abaye and Rabbah, that Abaye understands that the whole idea of being Matvis B'Shvua is subject to Machlokas, that Matvis B'Shvua might be like saying a Shvua directly, whereas Rabbah says no. When you're Matvis B'Shvua, when you don't take a direct Shvua, you just say, oh, this should be like that, that is not a lashon of shvua, that is not the same as a direct shvua. Says Gemara va'azul tamayu. This is Abaye and Rava l'shitasam. The itmar matvis b'shvua. Abaye yamar kamotzi shvua mipivdami. Abaye says that matvis b'shvua is the same as a direct shvua. V'rava amar lav kamotzi shvua mipivdami. And Rava says it's not the same as a direct shvua. So says Gemara. Okay, now that we know that we have this machlokas, is matvis the same as a direct lashon? So let's see if we can bring a raya. Let's see if we could prove one way or the other. Meisfei. So Gemara says, I'll bring a raya from the following Mishnah. Mishnah tells us as follows: Eze Isar Ha'amur B'Torah. What is the Isar that the Torah refers to? Ha'omer Harei Alai Shelo Ochel Basar V'Shelo Ishta Yayin Kiyom Shemes Bo'aviv Kiyom Shemes Bo'ploni Kiyom Shenarek Bo'Gedalia Ben Achikam Kiyom Shera Yerushalayim Berchabana. Aser, that if a person takes a neder, he makes a commitment, this is a lashon of neder, harei alai, that I'm not going to eat meat, I'm not going to drink wine, but instead of just saying, I'm not going to eat meat, I'm not going to drink wine on that day, he says, it should be the equivalent of the day that his father died, the equivalent of the day that so-and-so died, the equivalent of the day that Gedalia ben Achikam was killed, some Gedalia, the equivalent of the day that I saw Yerushalayim b'Churbana. So that's going to create an iser. V'amr Shmuel v'husha nadur b'amei el sayom. Shmuel says that's provided, of course, that he has that those days that he has associated this with are days that he's already committed not to eat meat or drink wine, that he already has a neder existing not to eat meat and drink wine. So what is this really? It's hatfasa b'neder, meaning it's not a direct neder. I'm not saying that on this day there should be an iser basar v'yayin. I'm saying that this day's iser of basar v'yayin should be the same as some Gedalia's iser of basar v'yayin. So it's only because I have a neder on some Gedalia that it becomes aser. So that's a lashon of hatfasa. So bishlam la abayim, the matvis b'neder neder, matvis b'shvua shvua. So you see that according to Abayi, it works very well. From the fact that matvis b'neder is very clearly a lashon of neder, matvis b'shvua would seem to be a lashon of shvua. El Rava kasha. The difficulty is going to be according to Rava. Rava holds that there's no such thing as hatfasa b'shvua. So why should there be a difference between hatfasa b'shvua and hatfasa b'neder? Samlach Rava. Tritzvei Mahachi. Rava says, no, you're misunderstanding that Braisa. Ezu Isar Neder Ha'amur B'Torah. You know, over there it's not talking about Hatfasa. It's actually a direct Neder. Ha'omer Harei Alai Shaloach L'Basar V'Shalosh Yayin Kiyom Shemes Ba'aviv, Kiyom Shnarig Ba'ploni, Va'amr Shmuel V'ushin Nadu Uba Me Osayom, meaning that you're taking a direct lashon of neder because you're not saying that today should be like Tzom Gedalia. You're saying today should be Asur Bebasar Be'yayin. You're saying explicitly what it is. It should be Asur Bebasar Be'yayin. Like Tzom Gedalia. So it's not that you're just saying today should be like Tzom Gedalia where it's a pure hadfasa. You're saying that you're taking a neder that today should be asr basar v'yayin like Tzom Gedalia. And even that only works if the day that you're being toled in is asr b'toras neder. Let's say you say that today should be asr basar v'yayin like Yom HaKippurim. That wouldn't work, because Yom HaKippurim is an Isser. Yom HaKippurim is not a Neder. So by a Neder, you can associate it with something else that's a Dovara Nadur. You're not able to associate it with something else that's a Dovara Asur. So that's what he's saying. My Taima, why is it that it's Vamar Shmuel, V'hush Nadur Bama Yasayom? Why is it that it's only if you Nadur Bama Yasayom? Amar Kra, Ish Ki Yidor Neder LaShem, Ad Shi Yidor B'Dovara Nadur. That it has to be a Neder with something that is already a Dovara Nadur. So Kiyom Shemes Bo Aviv Pshita. So says the Gemara, isn't it obvious that Yom Shemes Bo Aviv is only Asr because it's a Davar Hanadur? Because otherwise Yom Shemes Bo Aviv doesn't mean anything. Obviously Yom Shemes Bo Aviv has to mean that you already took a neder not to eat on that day. So says the Gemara, Kiyom Shenar Bo Gedalia Ben Achikam Etzrichalei. Now the Chiddush is that even when you say it should be like Tzom Gedalia, that's considered like a Davar Hanadur. Now when you say that today should be B'Basar V'Yai in the same way that Tzom Gedalia is, you might have thought Tzom Gedalia is a davar aser. That's a halacha that you're not allowed to eat on Tzom Gedalia. Salka deit chamina kivin dechilo nadar nami aser. I might have thought that since Tzom Gedalia is aser, even if you didn't take a neder, ki nadar nami lo havya alei iser. So I might have thought that when you take the neder, it should not take that today should be like Tzom Gedalia, that it doesn't work. Vay lav mitvas benederhu. This is not called mitvas beneder. This is mitvas be iser, and it doesn't work. So kamash mlam. That's why it's telling me a chiddush that it does work. That Tzom Gedalia is considered a davar anadur. Gemara never explains why, though. Tzom Gedalia is taka asr. You're not allowed to eat on Tzom Gedalia. So how does that call the davar anadur? So some of the Rishonim explain that a neder works on a daraisa level. Tzom Gedalia is only asr to eat midrabanan. So when you're being matfis on Tzom Gedalia on a daraisa level, you're being matfis on a day that is not really a requirement to fast. It's only din midrabanan to fast. So it's like a neder to fast. So that's why you're being matfis in a davra nadar. There are a number of interesting halachic points that come out from this Gemara. There's a major discussion in the early Achronim, the Chumash Hadash and Sim Reish Sadi Gimel discusses when should a person observe a yahrzeit? Meaning very often a person dies and the kavura is not on that very same day. Usually it's the next day. Sometimes we just had a case where someone died on a Thursday afternoon. They couldn't get in. The kavura was in Eretz Yisrael. The kavura didn't happen until Sunday night because by the time you get a flight out, after so many days between the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKavura. What's the day of the yahrzeit? Is the day of the yahrzeit the Yom HaMisa or is the day of the yahrzeit the Yom HaKvura? So the Chumash Hadash quotes a machlokas between the Gedolim. He says, some say Yom HaMisa, some say Yom HaKvura. He says, it's more mistaber that it should be the Yom HaMisa, and the Raya is from our sugya. Because of the examples that are given, why give an example? Kiyom Shemespo Avimo, because apparently it was an Indian to fast on a yard site. So it wasn't Stam, we picked out of a hat, Yom Shemespo Avimo. No, that makes sense that a person would be Misana on a yard site. So we're saying, and how do we define the yard site? Not Yom Shenikbarbo of Avimo, it's Yom Shemespo of Avimo. So that's what the Chumash Deshan writes. In the Maisa, the Rama Paskins in Yaradeya, that a person should fast on the Yom HaMisa, not on the Yom HaKvura, that is in fact the day of the yard site. There is a discussion when the first yard site should be, meaning that's also a further discussion that the Shulchan Aruch talks about in Aruch Chaim Sim Talkuf Samaches and the Mishnah Berurah over there. It's a major machlokas Taz and Shach. How do you view the first yard site? Is the first yard site totally on Avelus? Because Avelus only begins at the Kvura. So if you're going to observe a full Yud Beis Chodesh of Avelus, so the Yud Beis Chodesh should really end 12 months after the Yom HaKvura, not 12 months after the Yom HaMisa. So first yard site may depend on Yom HaKvura, even though every subsequent yard site is going to be the Yom HaMisa, because the Achronim point out that it would be very confusing that a person to have observed the yard site and then to still be an avelus for another day or two. That's very confusing for a person. Much more likely that the first yartzeit is a special Yom Zikaron that's dafka at the end of the avelus, that it marks the end of the avelus. I think that's what we paskin lemaisa. I think that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes lemaisa, that the first yartzeit is based on the Yom HaKvura, because that's tali and avelus. I think the Mishnah Berurah maybe makes a chilik if there are many, many days in between, that it might be different if there are many days in between. But generally speaking, I think we do assume that the first yartzeit is the Yom HaKvura, is based on the Yom HaKvura, and the second and every subsequent yartzeit is based on the Yom HaMisa. So that's one interesting discussion that comes out from this sugya. Another interesting discussion that comes out from the sugya is how to spell certain names in a get. You know, the Yam Shel Shlomo in the fourth part of Maseches Gittin writes in the name Marie Brona that the name Gedalia in Gittin and in Shtaros should be Gedalia, not Gedaliahu. Even though in the pasuk it says the name Gedaliahu also, but that's not a common name unless you have a Kabbalah Me'avosav that a person is called Gedaliahu. However, the Ramah and the Levush disagree. They say it has to be Gedaliahu unless you know Bivada'us that your name is really Gedalia and not Gedaliahu. That when you're filling in a ksuba, a get, or whatever, you should write Gedaliahu. So the Taz wonders on the Ramah. He says, we do find the Gedaliahu in the pasuk, but we also find Gedalia Chaser in the Navi Tzefanya. It has a lot of Gedalia. So Gedalia is also something that it's that's explicit. So the Gemara says in Megillah, any Navi that's Nisker Shem Aviv, Biyadua Shegam Aviv Hayu Navi. So from that pasuk in Sefanya about Gedalia, so it has to be that there's a lashon of Gedalia as well. So the Beis Shmuel writes that you can't bring a raya from what the story is with Chizkiyah versus Chizkiyahu, because he says Chizkiyahu is the real reason is because we find in Shas Chizkiyah without a vav. That's why we write Chizkiyah without a vav, because we find it in Shas. As opposed to Gedaliahu, we never find Gedaliahu without a vav in Shas. So Sholem Eishev says, what are you talking about? Shvu Ustav Chav. Here you have Gedaliahu without a vav. So that's why it should be Gedalia in Shemos Gittin. So some of the, you know, you would think, you're studying Hilchos Gittin, you would think, Shvu Ustav Chav, well, what in the world does that have to do? But every, you know, that pays attention to every detail. So the fact that it says, Kiyom Shemeshbo Gedalia ben Achikam, not Gedaliahu ben Achikam, that you find even in Shas, that it's a lashon of Gedalia and not Gedaliahu, that may influence the way that we spell the name in a get. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Va'af Rabbi Yochanan Savala Lahada Rava. Rabbi Yochanan also agrees to what Rava said, that an Isser that you say Belashon Shavua is a Shavua, and an Isser Belashon Neder is a Neder. Dichiasa Rava Nam Rabbi Yochanan Mifta Lo Ochalach. Isar lo ochalach, shvua. That if you say mifta lo ochalach or isar lo ochalach, that's a lashon of shvua, because an isar could be a lashon of shvua. Kiyas Rav Dimiyam Rabbi Yochanan ochel v'lo ochel sheker. That if a person says ochel or lo ochel, I will eat or I will not eat, that is a shvua sheker if he violates it. Vasrasi me'acha lo sishvu l'bishmi l'sheker. Achalti v'lo achalti, if you say you did eat or didn't eat, and it turns out that you did the opposite of what you said you did, that is not a violation of a shvua sheker, that is shav. That's what we call a shvua shav. It's a counterintuitive. You would think that that would be sheker, because you're lying about the past, right? V'asarasi me'acha lo sisa shem Hashem elkecha l'shav. Konamos over the lo yachal dvaro, and konamos is a violation of lo yachal dvaro. That's a separate violation if you violate a lashon of konam. So says Mar Meisvei shav sheker echad hein. How could you make such a clear distinction that shvua sheker is about what you will do in the future? Shvua shav is about what you have done in the past. But we have a statement that shav sheker are echad hein, that they're the exact same thing, that there is no difference between them. My love me dishav l'shaavar av sheker nami l'shaavar. Doesn't that mean that just like Shav is about the past, sheker is also about the past. Alma achalti v'lo achalti sheker hu, which implies that achalti v'lo achalti is really sheker. Says Gemara, no, midirya hakadisa v'akadisa. No, shav and sheker mean different things. Shav is about the past, sheker is about the future. But nevertheless, they still are davar echad hein. So my davar echad hein, what do we mean when we say that they're davar echad? Dibdibur Echanemru. What we mean is that it was said at Har Sinai in a single dibur. Very similar Kidatanya to what we learned in the Brisa. Zachar v'Shamor b'dibur Echanemru. The Zachar and Shamor were given in the same dibur. Mashain yachal apel ledaber u'mashain ozen yachal l'shmoa. What a normal human mouth is not able to speak, what a human ear is not able to hear, two separate words being said simultaneously. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Shamor as Yom HaShabbos Kacho and Zachar as Yom HaShabbos Kacho simultaneously. Bishlam Ahasam B'dibur Echad Namru. So I understand by Shamor V'Zachar why it has to be B'dibur Echad, because Kid Rava Adabarava, Dam Rava Adabarava, Nashim Chayavos B'kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah, Da Amar Kra, Zachar V'Shamor. It teaches me a halacha that women are chayiv in Kiddush on Shabbos Midor Raisa because the Torah says Zachar and Shamor together. And we darshan, Kol Sheyeshno B'Shmira, Yeshno B'Zachira. Anyone who's included in Shmira Shabbos, in the Lo Sases of Shabbos, is included in the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos, is included in the mitzvah of Kiddush. Vahani Nashi, Hol V'Isnu B'Shmira, Isnu Nami B'Zechira. So women also, since they're included in Shmira Shabbos, Mimela, they're included in Zechira Shabbos as well. So there's a halachic nafkamina to Shomer V'Zachar B'Dibur Echad Namru. Elahach L'may Hilchsam Yibayilei. But what's the halacha of Shav and Sheker B'Dibur Echad Namru? What halacha do we learn from there? El Kshem Shalok Al Shav, Kach loka nami al sheker. It must be the halachic nafkamina is that just like you get malchus for a shua shav, you also get malchus for a shua sheker. Says more klap elaya. Isn't it more obvious that you get malchus for a shua sheker? Because shua sheker is a lav sheish bo maisa. If sheker is about lahaba, I will not eat this, and then you go ahead and you eat it, so that's a maisa. Whereas shav is about the past. So whatever you're saying now is about something that you already did in the past, so it's ein bo maisa. So it would be less obvious that you get malchus. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's what we mean. Ela emak shem shaloka al sheker, kach loka nami al shav. We mean to say that just like you get malchus on sheker, and that's obvious, so too you could also get malchus on a shvua shav. Says Gemara pshita, hai lav v'hai lav. Why would I think any different? They're both included in the pasuk, where the pasuk says lo yinaka Hashem, that there's no kapara from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it sounds like Bezin can be menaka you with malchus. So now, ma'u detem k'dam ler papal abayi lo yinaka klal, kamash mal k'dishanilei. I might have thought the lo yinaka means that there is no kapara, period. There's no kapara at all. So that's why kamash malan, that there is, that that you can get malchus for both shvua shav and shvua sheker. Now this inyan that nashim are chayiv in kiddush mida oraisa, Tosav Yer points out, makes it sound like kiddush is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Problem is, the sugya at the beginning of Nazir tells us that if a person says miyayin v'shecher, miyayin v'shecher yazir, lesser yein mitzvah ki yein arashus. And the Gemara over there says, what is yein mitzvah? Kiddusha v'avdalta, what? Mushba v'omin mer sinayu? Are kiddush and avdala, are yayin of kiddush and avdala considered yein mitzvah? Is that something that you're mushba v'omin mer sinay? B'tmiha, the Gemara asks. Of course not. There's no din mehar sinay that you have to say kiddush ala yayin. So Frak Tosfos over here, it's very clear, kiddush is d'oraisa. Over there in the Gemara in the beginning of Nazir, the Gemara says, mushba v'omid mer sinai, this din of kiddush ala yayin mid'oraisa, can't be. So Tosfos has two approaches. One Tosfos says that kiddush is d'oraisa. Kiddush ala yayin is drabanan. How is one mekayim in the mitzvah d'oraisa of kiddush? Like the Rambam says, you say divrei shevach v'kiddush of Shabbos. You say something nice about Shabbos. Ala yayin, that you're going to make it so chashuv, you're going to add a koshal yayin, that's only a din drabanan. Or Tosfos says that maybe even ala yayin is d'oraisa, but mevarich sarach sheyitom is only drabanan. You need to have wine there, that might be a din d'oraisa. That you need to actually drink from that wine, that's only a din drabanan. That's what the Gemara Nazir is saying. The idea of drinking of yayin mitzvah, that there is no mitzvah to drink the yayin. It's a great chiddush, Tosfos says, that kiddush ala yayin would even be a din mid'oraisa. There's a further machlokas, when we say kol sheyeshem b'shamer yeshem b'zachar, what does that mean? Does that mean only kiddush, that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of kiddush on Shabbos, or does it mean that women are chayiv in all the mitzvot saseh of Shabbos. Is Zachar Yom HaShabbos Zekatcha just an example of one mitzvah saseh of Shabbos, and really all of them are included, or is it dafka when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush? That seems to be machlokas. The Ran in Maseches Shabbos discusses why it is that women are chayiv in Shalosh Shudas. Are women chayiv in Shalosh Shudas because of Kol Sheyeshon B'Shomer Yeshon B'Zachar, and Zachar includes all the mitzvah, including Shalosh Shudas, or are women chayiv in Shalosh Shudas because Afin Hayibo Saneis? Shalosh Shudas is zecher to the man, and then we had to get our Hanukkah connection. Afin Hayibo Saneis. So women are chayiv in Shalosh Shudas as well, right? That's why women are chayiv in Neres Hanukkah, because of Afin Hayibo Saneis. In fact, some of the Achronim are bothered why it is that we don't just say that women are chayiv in Kiddush because of Afin Hayibo Saneis. Or you need Kol Sheyeshon B'Shomer Yeshon B'Zachar, that Kiddush is a zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. Chassam Sofer asks, so why don't you say women are chayiv in Kiddush because of Afin Hayibo Saneis? So that's what the Chassam Sofer says, that Afin Hayibo Saneis is only by mitzvahs of Persume Nisa. Over here, there's no din by Kiddush. There's no din of Persume Nisa. It's a din of Zeichel Nes. That's a different thing than Persume Nisa. So we wouldn't apply Afin Hayibo Saneis. Okay, a lot more to say here, but we'll pick up Ezra Shem at the top tomorrow.